Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence. President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer is accusing him of working with Russia during the 2016 election. In an upcoming book, Michael Cohen says Trump, quote, cheated in the election with Russia's help. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion with Russia. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump is planning to accept the Republican nomination from the White House lawn. The New York Post is reporting this morning that the socially distant speech will be made in front of supporters during the GOP National Convention. Gettysburg was also an option, but the president said he will visit his second choice at a later date. The first indication of a possible White House speech drew criticism from Democrats. The four-day event is to begin on August 24th. President Trump and the Republican Party deny they're working to get rapper Kanye West on presidential election ballots in several states in an effort to siphon votes away from Joe Biden. The president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner does confirm he recently met with West, but tells CBS This Morning it was for just a general policy discussion.
Kanye's obviously a very visionary thinker. He's somebody who cares a lot about our country and a lot of people.
Find us online anytime at USARadio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A new report says taking a so-called gap year before going to college after high school could cost someone $90,000 in lifetime earnings. It's according to a new study out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found a missed year could be costly in the long run. While many potential students might have be considering delaying higher education because of the pandemic especially, they say the pandemic has also driven unemployment higher, putting college graduates in a better position to get a job over those with just a high school diploma. Social justice groups in Louisville, Kentucky, are calling for cancellations of the Kentucky Derby now. Yesterday, a spokesman for No Justice, No Peace Louisville said the city should cancel the Derby and put its energy into finding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police during a drug raid on her home. Last week, police announced new rules requiring protesters to stay stay off the city streets and not to block intersections, the national group Until Freedom says those new rules are designed to silence protesters ahead of the Derby, which is now set for the 5th of September. And a Minnesota woman's been declared the world's fastest backwards speller. Pam Onen of Minnesota broke the Guinness record when she spelled 56 words backwards in a minute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's interesting with COVID-19 and all the downtime, quarantine, everything that we've had to undergo. Interesting things have come about, right? Just like this recent story about the woman spells 56 words backwards in a minute. I mean, this is somebody who has lots of time on their hands, Dr. John Zemarek. Have you come up with any kind of peculiar things to do as a result of COVID-19, the COVID-19 experience?
Well, you know, my mother used to do that. As we drove in the car, she would be reading us the signs backwards, just one after another after another. So I think I've met this woman.
It could be Mom. Here it is.
Wouldn't stop no matter how earnestly you asked her to. The donuts were stunad. That's the one I remember.
The donuts were stunad. I love that. Hey, real quick before we get into some of the topics I want to touch with you, and I've got many, is I appreciated your shout-out and your Twitter, Too Good to Be False, How Jesus' Greatness Can Still Astonish You.
Fantastic book.
Yeah.
My friend Tom Gilson. I don't know if anybody sent you a copy, but this is the best book on Jesus.
Yeah, they need to send me a copy, and I need to have Tom on the show. I was impressed your short evaluation here on it.
It is the best book I've read on Jesus since Chesterton's book, The Everlasting Man.
Oh, wow. Wow, that says a lot.
Highly recommend it.
Well, and for a time like this, John, because, you know, you and I've had this discussion before. I mean, what is on full display here is the moral bankruptcy of our country. And if we do not get connected to our moral foundings, I was talking with a dear friend of mine, a man of faith as well, and I just said, look, I know that either way we win. But, we're in the middle of this fray, and we have a purpose that we need to participate with what God's doing right now, because all this is going on, whether it's COVID, the political unrest, 75 plus nights in Portland, this is all for a reason. And what is our purpose? What are we supposed to be doing in the midst of this insanity?
Well, I think we're supposed to be witnessing to the dignity of the human person as the child of God. Mm-hmm. And that dignity transcends race, it transcends social class, it transcends sex, and it also transcends age. So yes, Unborn children should be included. It transcends mental illness. So we recognize the human dignity of the so-called transgender people, but we don't affirm their psychiatric delusions and for society to affirm them. We don't affirm that, you know, it's okay to pretend your child is a clump of cells so you can kill it or chop it up into parts so that Planned Parenthood can chop it up into pieces and sell it like KFC chicken parts, which Kamala Harris supported so strongly that she tried to imprison the journalists who exposed it.
Exactly.
This is the person the Democrats picked. The Democrats couldn't pick someone more extreme unless they had nominated Ilhan Omar, who was born in Africa and technically ineligible to be president. That's the only more over-the-top psychotic thing the Democrats could have done than picking Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And I've got a piece coming out at the Stream in a few hours called Kamala Harris Promises to Make America Jonestown Again.
Mm. Wow.
Now, why do I say Jonestown? Well, as you might remember, she was something of a protege of Willie Brown, the San Francisco mayor, by which we mean he was her sugar daddy while he was still married. And she got moved into, she slept her way to the middle, got into politics, got promoted to high public office by Willie Brown while she was his 20-something squeeze and he was in his, I think, 60s.
Yes.
But another of Willie Brown's proteges is the Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple, who led all those people down to Guyana to form a socialist commune. What a lot of people don't realize is Jim Jones was not a Christian leader. He was an atheist. He used the church as a political vehicle to promote the extreme left. He was allied with the far-left Democrats his entire life and career. Why do you think it was called the People's Temple? Because he was a Marxist. He actually said socialism, not Christianity, is the true meaning of history, and because I incarnate the meaning of socialism, that makes me God. This is someone that Rosalind Carter had introduced her at her speeches when Jimmy Carter was president, who Nancy Pelosi, Harvey Milk, the gay activist, was very close friends with Jim Jones. Jim Jones was the Al Sharpton of the 1970s. He and his church were stuffing ballot boxes for Willie Brown and,
exactly,
and his allies, and they in turn shielded him from any kind of scrutiny. So while he was sexually molesting and abusing members of his congregation, when he moved to Guyana and set up this Soviet cult there and was basically holding the Americans from California, he was holding them prisoner, and some of them were trying to get messages to the press. The State Department, at Jimmy Carter's orders, was running interference for Jim Jones. Jim Jones is the incarnation of the radical left. That's why after he murdered all those people, he basically forced them to drink the Kool-Aid. Some of them were forced to do so at gunpoint. He left all his earthly assets to the government of the Soviet Union. You didn't hear any of this in the press.
Nothing. Zero.
Totally suppressed all of this. There's a great book out about it by my friend Dan Flynn. It's called Cult City. Cult City, and it shows you the connections between Jim Jones's nihilistic cult and the Democratic Party. Well, today, the new Jim Jones is Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and the Democrats have learned nothing.
Well, the Democrats don't want to learn anything because this serves their purpose. This is where they're heading, and this is where America and, you know, common sense Americans, we the people, need to wake up to that reality, as horrific as it sounds. I mean, we're not that far away from that, John.
No, we're not. I mean, look, the Democrats will not denounce anything Antifa does. Ted Cruz got Mazie Hirono on the record and said, is there anything that Antifa does that you're willing to criticize? And she got mad. All 85 IQ points in her head started rubbing together and creating friction sparks, and she just walked away from the microphone. She stormed off. So the answer is no. The Democrat Party is 100% in the bag for Antifa. Here's something fun. If you put antifa.com into the, you know, on the internet and try to go to antifa.com, it just redirects you to a donation page to the Democrat Party. Now, I don't know who set that up. crap, Antifa or the Democrats, that it sure as heck wasn't me.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, what's being said, what's not being said. And particularly, you know, you speak of Mazie Hirono in Hawaii, and what a screwed up state that is right now. I got to tell you, they have the individual islands that are closed off, but, you know, you got to be quarantined. My wife's about ready to jump on a plane. She's going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. The security lets her into her room. They take the key. She has no way. I mean, she can't get out.
Wow.
Going to have food delivered for 2 weeks. And she's, of course, she's doing this because of our grandkids there. She wants to see our grandkids.
My best friend, Jason Jones, just fled Hawaii.
Okay. Exactly. We'll talk more about it when we come back. More from John's America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, choose you this day. That's what it's coming down to. Fresh and independent, we are. Good to have you with us. 19 after the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. John and I were talking off air, and I was further explaining what was going on in Hawaii. Interesting that all the islands, we're talking Kauai, which is kind of my second home and favorite island, that is quarantined. Maui quarantine, go down Big Island, except for Oahu. Oahu is not quarantined. People can go in and out of there. And John said, well, you know, why is that? And I said, well, because Japanese and Chinese, I mean, the amount of business they bring to that specific island is off the charts. And the governor is not about to have the nerve to quarantine their cash cow. I think this is so hypocritical, and yet also, John, the number one island of COVID impact is Oahu, but yet no quarantine there.
Well, you know, it's the insane hypocrisy that you can call something a peaceful protest and then
yes.
Burn a federal courthouse, and nobody will bust you. But if you try to sing in church, they will bust you.
Mm-hmm.
Antifa can try to burn down courthouses, but we can't have little meetings. We can't mm-hmm. have movie theaters. It's no wonder that some people go to the extreme of the conspiracy theory that the whole virus was a planned thing by the Democrat Party and the Chinese government. I mean, I'm not going there entirely.
Yeah, no.
How would they act any differently if it had been? I mean, it's staggering.
Exactly.
The Democrats have so cynically exploited this disease in order to tank the economy, if necessary, in order to stop Donald Trump from getting reelected.
Well, that's really, I mean, you can't help but go there, and that I don't think, you know, you have to put a tinfoil hat to consider that as a possibility. Yeah, the problem that, the bigger problem I feel that we have on this, John, is we're being conditioned. I mean, if we're conditioned with something like this to this point, what next?
Right. They're getting us ready to obey, to stop being Americans,
yes.
Start being like Eastern Europeans, people mm-hmm. who were beaten down by tyrannical governments to the point where the only way they could survive was a kind of learned helplessness and to hunker down and keep their desire for freedom and their religious faith and their real political views, keep those things a closely guarded secret, or else their kids could end up getting thrown out of school. They could lose their job because of their political opinion. This sounding familiar? Is this California, you know, Silicon Valley today? Or is this Czechoslovakia in 1968 as depicted in Milan Kundera, books like The Unbearable Lightness of Being? The answer is they're the same because they're being imposed by the same kind of people, left socialists who have the same views, and so they're acting the same way. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Ain't that strange?
Right.
You know?
Well, and Andy Andrews, I thought, wrote quite the definitive book, a little book, very powerful, and a big headline, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You might remember that. And it was, you get them to buy into a lie. And that's how in Nazi Germany, less than 10% of the population was able to control over 90%. And as you said, get them to cower and to just try to go along, you know, to get along.
Yeah, and I don't blame those people. I grew up in an atmosphere of complete freedom. It's hard for me to even imagine what it would be like to be, for instance, a college student today, or God forbid, a college professor today.
Yes.
You're no longer in America.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer in the West. You're no longer in the free world. You're in a dawning Soviet dictatorship. And people who don't remember the Cold War, who don't remember communism and the Berlin Wall, they need to just go to Venezuela for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Just show up in Venezuela, mill around.
Yes.
Talk to people.
Yeah, and eat lunch out of the back of a trash truck. Just, you know, you don't even have to go three squares. Just do one and experience it, and you'll see what these poor people are having to endure, and you'll see how humanity can denigrate so quickly. And we're all being conditioned by all this. And as you write about, John, in at stream.org, if something irritates you, you must be racist or something, right?
Oh, no, it must be racist or something. The article is, I'm mocking the left's attempt to use racism as a club to beat everyone down and gain political power. Right now, the argument is that systemic racism explains all the social evils in America. And that's why there are so many young men in prison, many of them black or poor white. That's why there are drug problems. That's why there's poverty. That's why there's violence. It's because of systemic racism. This is a lie. This is a conspiracy theory. It's up there with anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. It's an attempt to explain to people why very real suffering exists in our poor communities, black and white, when in fact that misery and that suffering comes from a very different source. It comes from the sexual revolution. It comes from telling young girls that it's okay if they get pregnant at 13 and 14. The government will support those kids. So that tells the young girls to say yes to the young boys. Their kids grow up without fathers. Young men who grow up without fathers tend to be chaotic, dangerous lawbreakers. That's human nature. There are some species, like the sloth bear in India. I was just watching a documentary. Their moms are single moms. The dad goes away. Those bears turn out okay. Lizards abandon their eggs. The lizards hatch and emerge and grow up okay. Our species, it turns out, God made it for us to have both parents, for young men to need paternal guidance. The crackpot utopians who gave us the sexual revolution insisted that wasn't true. We have been running this social experiment for the past 50 years, and the results are in. The rat is dead.
Exactly.
And now the left is saying, well, the rat didn't die because we gave it strychnine. The rat died because of systemic phlogiston floating in the air, systemic nonsense. So racism is the scapegoat for the very real suffering caused by Democrat, left-wing, secular hedonism imposed as public policy. And the left can't let us peel that back, can't let us expose that the emperor has no clothes, because if they did, the blacks and Hispanics and poor whites would be furious, all right, but they'd be furious at the left, the way some are, when they see that Planned Parenthood runs abortion clinics in the ghetto and sells the cut-up parts of little black children to make money and sells them to medical labs that can be implanted in the body and get organs for the bodies of rich white people.
Exactly.
Some people like Kanye West are onto that, but the media is desperate to demonize them as, oh, they're mentally ill. They condemned the abortion god. You can't condemn the abortion god. That's blasphemy. He must be mentally ill. Lock him up, the way they did in the Soviet Union.
Right, exactly. Well, and let me say this, John. I'm encouraged because I'm starting to see, whether it's Kanye West and others, and other people of color, of all colors, are beginning to get it, and they're seeing it for what it is, and they're starting to, as we might say, pin that tail on that donkey.
That
could be a headline for a new commentary for us.
We need to kick the butt of that donkey. One other article I'd like to point you to by my friend, our friend Jason Jones, at the stream, Donald Trump, the whole life choice for president, whole life choice, meaning Donald Trump, far more than any Democrat and most Republicans, has supported innocent human life at every stage. He didn't support the killing of old people in nursing homes by dumping COVID patients on them, as the Democrats have done. He supports religious minorities being persecuted in other countries. He wants to get our borders under control so that human traffickers don't control it anymore. And he's against abortion. I recommend people give that column a read.
Well, that's where you want to go, stream.org, to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Dr. John Zemarek has been with us. John, good stuff. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a real treat for you coming up next. Bill Salas, prophecy expert, right here, coming up next.
This is sponsored by Wells Fargo. More than 37 million people, including more than 11 million children, lived in a food insecure household in the U.S. Then a pandemic hit. Now, more than 54 million people may face hunger. Since the coronavirus began, food banks have seen surges in demand, declines in food donations, and fewer volunteers. Casey Marsh is the Chief Development Officer at Feeding America.
Our network of food banks distributed 20% more food in March compared to average months. This is the perfect storm, and we need your help now more than ever. We estimate that 18 million children this year may not know where their next meal is coming from as a result of the pandemic.
Wells Fargo is teaming up with Feeding America to transform key locations into drive-up food banks throughout the summer. Find a location to help near you, wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he blames Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee he'll face in November, for politicizing the coronavirus pandemic.
Biden has been wrong about the virus, ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts.
Meanwhile, a new poll out this morning says more Americans trust Biden with the pandemic than President Trump. The PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll claims Biden has an 11-point lead over the president on that issue. White House advisor Jared Kushner says he recently met with rapper Kanye West, confirming yesterday he spoke with the famous Trump supporter who's making a run for the White House himself now. Kushner telling reporters that West has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, you really are closer than you think you are. You just haven't seen it yet, and it's all coming to a head. And in this next couple of segments here with my dear friend, Bill Salas, Bill and I go back a long ways. He knew me and mentored me and taught me so much about the prophetic realm. It was something of interest that I guess I innately was drawn to, but Bill was so much further down the road, and it was such a blessing to meet him. In fact, he was one of my early guests when I first returned to the microphone some 12 years ago, and he's just been a dear friend. And meanwhile, he has continued to expand and grow his ministry in a dramatic way, to where he has become the go-to person when we're talking about prophecy. People know him, his expository on Psalm 83 opened so many eyes. People that I highly respected over the years, when they read Bill's exposition on Psalm 83. They just couldn't believe that they had missed it. But it is the nature of prophecy. We know in part, we prophesy in part, and it's as if we're in an onion skin experience where God is drawing that back. Bill, I just want to say hi. I've got another intro here to kind of set us up to the conversation. But I did want to, you know, give people a little background to our relationship and why number one, you're so highly respected as a prophecy expert and our relationship.
Bill, well, thank you so much for that. I do value our relationship, and I look forward to our time together today to talk about the prophecies that seem to be setting up right now.
Well, exactly, because lest people forget, and they hear from time to time, yes, we talk about political issues, and we talk about what's happening in the culture, but God is still in control. I mean, fret you not that God has, as the song would say, the whole world in his hands, although there has been a concerted movement to think not the case. But we see the Middle East is erupting while the COVID-19 pandemic is disrupting life throughout the world. The Mideast is erupting before our very eyes. Since June 25th, Iran has experienced a series of 9 mysterious explosions, and a couple of them have been dangerously close to their nuclear facilities. Were you aware of that? Israel continues to levy strategic airstrikes into Syria and the Gaza Strip. Were you aware of that? And more recently, the Israeli Defense Forces have heavily intensified their military presence on Israel's northern border with Lebanon. And then on August the 4th, a massive explosion rocked Beirut's major port, killing an estimated 150 and injuring about 5,000. Is this the stage now being set for ancient biblical prophecies to roll off the parchments and pound down on the world's pavement? That's the question. And if so, could this lead to an even greater shaking in America? Well, let's find out. Bill Salas, the best-selling author, is with us. And we're going to be talking about his timely DVD entitled The Prophetic Mideast War, subtitled America Plus Israel Versus Russia Plus Iran. Bill, take it from here. I'm going to turn it over to you.
You know, Bill, that was really a great build-up to the show because the focus has been primarily on the mainstream media on COVID-19, and rightfully so. You know, the pandemic is a really, really big deal. But look what's going on right now in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. The spotlights are starting to turn more and more in that direction. And there are biblical prophecies that we need to talk about and make your listeners aware of, mm-hmm. dealing with Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and Hamas and these types of things. And even just recently, yesterday, a supposed historic peace deal was struck between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. So we're starting to see a real shift in the media going toward the Middle East now. And I know there's going to come a time, probably the time drawing very near,
right,
where God is going to take the spotlights and move them in the focus point of the Middle East.
Bill, can I ask you real quick before you continue, regarding this peace deal with Arab Emirates? A little bit different than the peace deal that was proposed earlier in the year with the Palestinians one more time, right? I mean, although it is significant, but I don't think it's intrusive in a traditional way where there is an exchange for land for peace. Am I misreading something here?
No, it's not a land for peace deal. This is part of leg one of Donald Trump's deal of the century. It's sort of a economic and political attribute, two legs to it. And he introduced the economic aspect in Manama Moraine in June of 2019. The UAE is the second wealthiest country in the Middle East behind Saudi Arabia. And they're very interested in having a relationship with America. They're interested in being part of that financial aspect of the economic aspect of the deal of the century. They're interested in us protecting them from Iran because they've got they're ranked number 45 among world army. So they really need, this deal is more lucrative to them economically and militarily than it is, you know, for any, plus they got, they're investing billions of dollars into Israel if this comes together to get their hands on the coronavirus that they're hoping Israel will come up with.
Exactly.
And they've had about 64,000 of their 9 to 10 million population infected by COVID-19. So they've got their own different diverse reasons for being involved in this. But remember, the UAE is probably not involved in any biblical prophecy, so we don't technically know what their future is going to be. They've never really been Israel's historic enemy. They were pretty much founded as a UAE in 1971. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But at this point, they're holding this up as if it's a historic peace deal, and it's probably going to infuriate Israel's enemies more.
I would think so. Yeah, and, but I want people to understand the exchange, you know, land for peace, and what that traditionally has done, and the consequence that America has paid when they have violated God's foreign policy and have put any pressure on Israel to exchange land for peace. We had a little bit of that, in essence, at the turn of the year, and some are saying, Bill Koenig, our good friend, yesterday reported that that movement was right at the doorway of COVID-19, that quite possibly you could associate a consequence that America and the world is paying because, once again, we've taken God's holy land and think we can negotiate on his behalf. And God is real clear that he's not going to give up his land to anybody else that belongs solely to Israel.
And, you know, Bill, on a side note to that, not just the land for peace and how it could affect America, but also Israel prime ministers have a history of when they concede and appease, they've had some issues there. So, for instance, let's look in Rabin, when he put together his peace deal, the prime minister of Israel, he was assassinated in November of 1995. Not a good thing for him.
Right.
He, Ariel Sharon, prime minister at the time of George W. Bush, they vacated the Gaza. His arm was twisted, kind of like what I think Trump's doing with Benjamin Netanyahu. And he, the Hamas won the elections in 2006, shortly after the vacating of the Gaza. Sharon went into coma in January of 2006, just prior to the Hamas win of the elections. He died 8 years later in 2014. And then Ehud Olmert, and prime minister between 2006 and 2009, he was imprisoned for breach of trust and tax evasion. And remember, Netanyahu's got...
He's got his own problems, too. Exactly.
...him right now. So, right. You know, I'm not trying to make a big case for this, but if I was Netanyahu now, I'd be a little concerned at this time on the timeline with any kind of things he's doing right now, trusting more in Trump than he is in the God of Israel.
Well, and that was my question to Bill yesterday, is that you would think with all this empirical evidence in history, and you and I have discussed this as well, he and John McTiernan have written extensively on this, cited something like 127 incidences when America intercedes or interferes, I should say, with God's foreign policy and God's assignment of the promised land to Israel. Within 24 hours of any kind of pressure on Israel to violate that promise and that covenant promise between God and Israel, the United States is hit with a natural disaster. I mean, to the tune, if you total them up, well over $1 trillion in damage, Bill. You would think that this isn't anecdotal. I mean, there is empirical evidence to this. I would think that if you're Benjamin Netanyahu or any leader of Israel or even any leader in the Oval Office, that you would take a look at the empirical evidence, right?
Absolutely. And in the process of this,
we've got to go to break. More from Bill after
this. Sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, "Alexa, I want to make a donation," to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, and we've got lots to cover with my good friend Bill Salas, best-selling author, renowned prophecy expert. Bill, real quick before we pick up where we left off, congratulations on the DVD series. I want you to direct our audience where they can get their hands. I mean, wow, this is awesome. And when you and I first met, you were writing books. Now you're so multimedia with all that you're doing, and these DVDs are excellent. The prophetic Mideast Wars, America plus Israel versus Russia plus Iran. We're going to touch a little bit on that in just a moment. The Now Prophecies, Disaster in Iran, Destruction of Damascus, Decline of America, The Final Arab-Israeli War, The Next Prophecies, you talk about Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, Mystery Babylon, The Pre-Trib Time Gap, and The Last Prophecies, The Prophecies in the First 3.5 Years of the Tribulation. These dynamic DVDs are available at your website, correct?
Absolutely. That's Prophecy Depot, like Home Depot, prophecydepot.com. And just a little something on the latest one, the Prophetic Mideast Wars. It's so timely, Bill, and we'll conclude this next short segment with talking about some of the prophecies on the DVD. Because, like I said at the beginning of the program, the focal point now is going to shift more and more toward the Middle East, because these prophecies are about to roll off their parchments, like you said in the intro, and we've got Iran, we got Syria's involved, we got Hezbollah, Iran's proxies, so on and so forth. And actually, we've got to conclude the Arab-Israeli conflict, and it's not going to end diplomatically, it's going to be militarily, according to prophecy.
Right. Yeah, so no matter what Jared Kushner, President Trump, Netanyahu would want to do, that's not the way it's supposed to end. I mean, in a sense, they're kind of putting a Band-Aid on a serious wound here.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they just came out with this peace deal, historic peace deal with UAE and Israel. And on the one of the statements that Trump has made is the problems of the Middle East can only be solved when all religions come together. And it's called, they're calling it the Abraham Accord. Mm-hmm. Going back to the patriarch Abraham, who was the father of the, you know, the the Ishmael, who was the father of the Arabs, and of course, you know, Jacob goes on through the Israel, the descendants of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel. So he's under the illusion that they're going to be able to broker peace by uniting the three different faiths of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And, you know, that is, that's not how it turns out in the end story.
No, no. So, we know who brings it all together, and it's not one Donald Trump. It would be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who does that.
Right, and so we see the Israeli Defense Forces in numerous Bible prophecies defending the nation before the tribulation period, because they're not in that fighting mode during that last seven-year tribulation period. So we have to think, are we getting close to that time, the very time of the end, the seven-year tribulation? And if we are, what are the prophecies that have to happen pre that period? And there's a whole bunch of them, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go right down. Let's start with Iran, that elephant in the room that we mentioned.
Well, they are. There's a big deal right now. They're working on their nuclear program. There's been those mysterious explosions you talked about at the intro, nine of them since June 25th. Israel's got plausible deniability all over that. Everyone pretty much understands it's likely been Israel involved in that, and maybe even America. Iran is in strong relationships with Russia, trying to build two more nuclear facilities in the Bushehr region, which is where the subject of a prophecy is in ancient Elam. When you look at a modern-day map of Iran, you have Persia, and Elam hugs the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And both places, territories are subject to Bible prophecies, and it says, in the latter days. So the one I'm watching for right now, your readers, your listeners can go to Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 34 through 39. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but it seems to be talking about a nuclear disaster. Creates a humanitarian crisis in that region where there's going to be, by 2026, three nuclear reactors built on where three tectonic plates converge, terrible place to build them.
Right.
One of them already exists now, Bushehr 1, but Russia's helping them build Bushehr 2 and Bushehr 3. Now, that then is going to probably happen, and it's going to provoke Iran, who's ranked number 14 among world armies, who has, not including their proxies of Hezbollah, with 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel, some of them precision-guided. Syria is another proxy with Bashar al-Assad. He used chemical weapons over 300 times in his revolution. You got the Hamas, who continues to lob missiles into Israel. Estimates are, if Iran calls on their proxies to fight against Israel, that 1,000 missiles a day could come from Hamas from the south in the Gaza area, and 1,000 could come a day from Hezbollah, and those are much more advanced and more pinpoint accuracy. Now, Israel can't withstand that kind of a hit, and we find at some point they actually destroy the city of Damascus in what we would say is a all-out prison rules war, and that's in Isaiah 17. So, right. I mean, these are all on the DVD, Bill. We go through these one by one. We have PowerPoint slides, teaching, maps, lines of force, and explain to people, walk them through how these things could sequence themselves and change. They're globally impacting, Bill. They'll change the world.
Right. Well, we've been seeing the destruction of Damascus over the years here, and you know, and I keep thinking, when will Damascus be no more? But as you point out, there's more yet to come. Damascus is not annihilated to the point, or as the Bible would describe that it would be, right?
No, it's not, and it's not because of the Syrian revolution that Damascus ultimately gets destroyed. Isaiah 17 is where the listeners would turn their attention. Verse 1 says that Damascus will cease to be a city. It will be a ruinous heap. It will be reduced to rubble. It is the longest standing, it's capital of Syria, and it's the longest populated city in man's history. It goes back to the time of Abraham, and it's going to be destroyed. But we're told in Isaiah 17:9 that it happens by the desolation is caused by the children of Israel, not by the Syrian revolution. And it happens overnight, we're told, and as Isaiah concludes, he says, one night you see Damascus, or see him in the masculine plural pronoun, in the morning he is no more. Right. And Israel has that capability with the strategic nuclear weapon, their worst-kept secrets, their nuclear weapons, to destroy a city. And they're going to find themselves in a real predicament where they really have to, because inside of the prophecy we also find out that Israel takes a hit. They can't withstand the barrage that Iran and the proxies, if that's what provokes the destruction of Damascus, they can't stand that barrage to come against them. And it looks like they get hit real hard. according to things I put forward on the DVD in that Isaiah 17 prophecy bill.
Right. And, of course, that leads us into Psalm 83, does it not?
Well, it does, because if Israel takes out a major Arab city, the other Arab countries, like, so what's going to happen next to Beirut, to Amman, Jordan, to Cairo, to Mecca, et cetera, they would be legitimately concerned. If they can take out Damascus, they could certainly take us out. One nuclear weapon would do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, look, Israel is on its knees now. They've been hurt. They've been hit. And we don't want to be the next victim. Turns out there will be another victim, and that's in Psalm 83, and that's Jordan. Amman, Jordan actually gets toppled, and Israel takes over territory there. I get into those verses.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're justified in their concerns about that, and that ultimately, I do believe, comes into that final Arab-Israeli conflict spoken about in Psalm 83,
right.
3,000-year-old prophecy bill that talks about those nations that surround Israel. It actually came against them in 1948, but it didn't finally fulfill the prophecy. And they come in a final attempt, and Israel wins. And that's mm-hmm. where we find out in many verses, related verses, that the Israeli Defense Forces today exist in fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
Right. Well, didn't we get a little bit of additional preview of it in the Six-Day War?
We did, and that's one of the reasons we know that that prophecy didn't find final fulfillment, because when it finds final fulfillment, Psalm 83,
mm-hmm.
They're no longer going to oppress the Arabs are no longer going to oppress the Jews. The Jews will win handily. But no, they reared their ugly heads up again, Egypt, Syria, and Jordan in 1967, and then they came back again and tried to ambush Israel in 1973. Jordan was sort of dragged into that, but Egypt and Syria were there. And Syria still is actively at war with Israel. They never got involved in any fragile peace deal like Egypt and Jordan has. And those are fragile. There's prophecies that show that like I said, Amman Jordan will be toppled. Egypt will get into war again with Israel. They've all got to somehow dovetail back into the major war prophecy of Psalm 83.
Mm-hmm. What people need to appreciate here, of course, it's their choice to do this, but you know, God, again, in his character, is so exact. I mean, this isn't some theoretical process. I mean, as I said earlier with prophecy, we know in part, we prophesy in part. It's an onion skin experience. It's like when we're supposed to know these things, it's like when God revealed Psalm 83 to you. I mean, this was a light bulb moment, not only for you, but for other expositors and other prophetic experts that said, how did we miss this? And you know, this really threw you center stage in the prophetic realm, Bill, was how God used you to, and revealed to you Psalm 83. And again, it reinforces God's, you know, his batting average. I mean, we've got about two-thirds, as we say, two-thirds of prophecy has been fulfilled to the iota, and with a third remaining, I put out there to people, I say, what do you think the chances are that God's going to maintain his same batting average? If he's performed at this level with two-thirds, what do you think the chances of the final third being performed exactly as he stated it will be done?
Well, that's right. He bats 1,000%. And the problem, Bill, of what we're talking about here is that if we're as far down the road on the end times line that we think we are, this starts exploding in the Middle East and gets globally impacting throughout the world, and we get into judgments in the tribulation where God pours his wrath out on a Christ-rejecting world. And in these books and DVDs, I'm trying to warn people about these things and how to prepare for them and how to evangelize through them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a watchman, Bill. I mean, this is what God has called you to do. He's giving you the responsibility of this revelation to put the word out there, and your ministry has been faithful to that end. And we're grateful for you and your faithfulness to that end and in, you know, doing what God has called you to do. Again, remind people how they can be in touch and access your DVDs.
Yes, prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot like homedepot.com, and the DVD that you want to get your hands on, the latest one, is called the...
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.